The Syrian government is calling on the UN Security Council to condemn the killing of over 120 civilians in a U.S.-led airstrike near the northern city of Manbij. French fighter jets pounded the village of Tuhan al-Kubra near the border with Turkey. Most of the victims were women and children. The so-called U.S.-led coalition says the French warplanes mistook the civilians for Daesh terrorists. The attack took place just a day after U.S. aircraft killed over two dozen civilians in Manbij. Damascus says the attacks are examples of bloody massacres of civilians by a coalition that claims to fight terrorists. The Syrian government wants the Security Council to prevent such attacks and end support for terrorists by foreign powers, including the U.S., France, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia. Our correspondent Muhammad Ali joins us now via satellite from the Syrian capital Damascus to tell us more about the casualties caused by the U.S.-led airstrikes in Syria.
Yes, according to the Syrian government, at least 120 people, mostly civilians, women and children, were killed, according to the Syrian government, of course, in the latest U.S.-led coalition attack on Tuhan al-Kubra area, which is north of Manbij in the northern part of Syria. Now, we know that the Syrian government condemned this attack and called on the United Nations Security Council and Secretary General in two letters to also condemn it. We know that the letters also explained what happened, as according to the Syrian Foreign Ministry, French fighter jets attacked this town, Tuhan, and killed over 120 civilians and razed their houses to the ground. Also the letters further said and accused both the French and the U.S. government of using double standards when it comes to fighting terrorism, as those states continue, according to the Syrian government, to provide support to terrorist groups across the country, those groups that they claim and name as moderate opposition groups. And by the way, we have to mention that one of those groups that are being supported by the West, called Nur ad-Din al-Zinki, just beheaded a child yesterday in Aleppo countryside. Also, the Syrian government pointed out that if those states were actually serious in fighting terrorism, they should coordinate with the Syrian government their attacks against terrorism, as such attacks that are currently happening are illegal because they're happening without coordination with the Syrian government. And finally, the letters asked the United Nations to actually take punitive measures against those states that are supporting terrorism in Syria in order to prevent such attacks and such civilian casualties.
Muhammad, this isn't the first time that the Damascus government has taken its grievances to the UNSC regarding mishaps carried out by the so-called U.S.-led coalition. Will the United Nations listen this time?
Well, we know that since the beginning of this unrest, the Syrian government, as you have said, has been telling the United Nations about the acts of countries, Western countries, that are supporting terrorists across the country here in Syria. Unfortunately, we haven't been seeing any kind of punitive measures taken against those states, because in the end, we continue to see countries like Turkey, France, the United States continuing actually their support to terrorists. However, the Syrian government is doing its job by reminding the United Nations of its responsibilities in preserving international peace and security. And unfortunately, of course, terrorism is spreading out of Syria to those countries, to Western countries and regional countries. So in the end, the Syrian government is fighting terrorists on the ground. It's doing its job in actually fighting terrorists across the country and pushing away their threat in various areas. However, it is also doing its job in reminding the United Nations of its responsibilities at the end of the day.
Thank you very much, Muhammad. Press TV's Muhammad Ali joining us from the Syrian capital, Damascus.